Come to Claiborne here at Arabella, where we're hosting. It's no more about whether we are still going to host, but already the sessions have started, both of the women's and the youth parliamentarians who are part of the P20 activities. We take this immense opportunity in hosting the first ever P20 summit on African soil. This event marks a historic milestone and a unique opportunity to showcase the continent's extraordinary potential, its people, and economic prospects. The hosting of events of this magnitude reaffirms Parliament's commitment to positioning South Africa as a rallying point for diplomacy, inclusive development, and investment. P20, as the parliamentary dimension to the G20, provides a platform for speakers and presiding officers of parliaments from the G20 countries, together with their parliamentarians, to deliberate on how legislative bodies can contribute to the formulation and implementation of G20 decisions. South Africa's G20 presidency in 2025 presents a historic opportunity not only for our nation, but for the African continent, as you know that the African Union is now a permanent member of the G20. We are therefore in a unique position to ensure that Africa's perspectives, priorities, and solutions are fully integrated in the global agenda. In preparation of the summit, we held two symposia with the Pan-African Parliament, led by our chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, which was focusing on the theme of the G20. Yesterday and the day before, we had the Pan-African speakers meeting, which also made their inputs on the PAP's agenda in terms of what their expectations are of the outcome of the G20 held in South Africa. And we trust that those engagements have prepared us enough to carry the perspectives of the African continent. Also, in July this year, we held two consultations where we had the Women's Parliament as well as the Youth Parliament. Both of those didn't only include parliamentarians, but also other stakeholders to deliberate on the P20 theme so that they influence South Africa's position in the P20. In the beginning of this conference, we started yesterday with the Young Parliamentarians Conference, which finishes today, where young people from the G20 member countries again were reflecting on how, as young people, can contribute towards economic development, parliamentary democracy, diplomacy rather, solidarity, and climate resistance included in our theme as sustainability. Women's Conference has just adjourned now for their break. They also started yesterday, and they are continuing to explore all of these issues from a perspective of women. How can they contribute towards this deliberation of G20 2025? And it is our hope that the outcomes of both conferences will enrich the Speaker's Summit and therefore enrich the Leaders' Summit, which will take place in November here in South Africa. The summit is held under the theme, I quote, "Harnessing Parliamentary Diplomacy for the Realization of Global Solidarity, Equality, and Sustainability." This theme is especially relevant in today's climate of global uncertainties. With ongoing unrest in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, the conflict in Palestine, the war between Russia and Ukraine, and trade tensions such as tariffs and sanctions affecting global economic stability, the summit provides an important opportunity for parliaments to commit to concrete actions that advance peace, equity, and sustainable development. As I've indicated, the dates of the Women's and youth conference started on the 29th of September to 30 September. And tomorrow we will be starting with the speaker summit, which will start from the 1st to the 3rd. The Women's Parliamentarians Conference is championing gender equality in policy making, looking at issues of disaster resilience, issues of just energy transition, financing, and women's economic empowerment. These sessions have been explored in yesterday and continues till today. Part of those issues are looking at how our development, particularly economic development, become inclusive of women and men equally. It also looks at issues of how governments can actually address issues of gender budgeting and making sure that when we look at the expenditures of our parliaments and how the different portfolios are spending their resources, we also look with a very gender lens eye as to how women in particular in these areas are actually supported. The involvement of young parliamentarians of the P20, in our view, brings fresh perspective on innovative solutions in addressing national, regional, and global challenges. This range from climate action, youth employment, to entrepreneurship and inclusive governance, ensuring the voices of the next generation shape global decision making. Young parliamentarians have the potential, in our view, to bring the gap between parliaments and young people, fostering greater political engagements and participation amongst young people. With half of the world's population under 30, it is essential that the perspectives and interests of young people are represented in the discussions of this 2025 Speakers Summit of the P20. This will ensure that the summit's decisions are inclusive and representative of all age groups.